This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Kuwait City this afternoon, commencing a historic two-day visit. He received a warm welcome on his arrival by Kuwait's first Deputy Prime Minister, Sheikh Fahad Yusuf Saud Al Sabah, and several other ministers and dignitaries at the airport. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said his visit will strengthen the India-Kuwait friendship across various sectors. It marks the first visit of an Indian Prime Minister to the Gulf nation in 43 years. Mr. Modi was also warmly received by members of the Indian diaspora. He met with 101-year-old former Indian Foreign Service officer Mangal Sen Handa. The Prime Minister also met with Abdullah Al Beran, who has translated both the Ramayana and Mahabharata into Arabic, and Abdul Latif Al Nesef, who has published the Arabic versions. The Prime Minister is scheduled to receive a ceremonial guard of honour at the Bayan Palace before holding a high-level meetings with Kuwait's Emir and Crown Prince. Later in the day, Mr. Modi will engage with the Indian diaspora at the Ehlan Modi community event to be hosted at the Sheikh Saad Al Abdullah Sports Complex. He is also set to attend the opening ceremony of the 26th Arabian Gulf Cup as a special guest of the Emir of Kuwait. Earlier in his departure statement, the Prime Minister said that India deeply values the historical connection with Kuwait that has been nurtured over generations. He added that both nations are not just strong trade and energy partners, but also have shared interests in peace, security, stability and prosperity in the West Asia region. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has asked the NABARD RBI Northeastern Development Finance Corporation Limited, NEDFI, to formulate separate guidelines for finance for the Northeast. He said as the region possesses a distinct topography, there cannot be a uniform guideline entire country. Addressing Northeast Bankers Conclave 2024 at Agartala today, Mr. Shah expressed confidence that the region will break all previous records in terms of attracting investment inflow. He said that it is a national duty to ensure progress and development of Northeastern region as it possesses immense potential. The Home Minister stated that the region will become gateway for the developed India and also from trust and export point of view. Earlier today, addressing the 72nd plenary of the Northeastern Council, Mr. Shah said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has brought the Northeast at the focal point. He said establishment of peace is the most important thing that has happened in the region. The 55th GST Council meeting has concluded in Jaisalmer in Rajasthan under the chairmanship of Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. Chief Ministers of Goa, Haryana, Jammu and Kashmir, Meghalaya and Odisha, Deputy Chief Ministers of Arunachal Pradesh, Bihar, Madhya Pradesh and Telangana, and Finance Ministers from the states and union territories participated in the meeting. Several important issues were discussed related to GST and tax slab in the meeting. Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda today held a meeting with Chief Ministers and Health Ministers of all states and UTs on the government's 100-day intensified TB elimination campaign. Mr. Nadda requested the support of chief ministers to monitor the progress of the campaign. He also encouraged the support of members of legislative assemblies and councils to ensure community mobilization. Former Supreme Court Judge Madan B. Lokur has been appointed as chairperson of the United Nations Internal Justice Council, IJC. Lokur has been appointed for a four-year tenure ending on the 12th of November 2028. In a communication to Justice Lokur, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said it is a pleasure to appoint Lokur with immediate effect as the chairperson of IJC. In Western India Slam squash, the top-seeded Akanksha Salunkhe has advanced to the finals of the women's singles after defeating Egypt's fifth seed Yana Swaifi 11-5, 12-14, 15-13, 5-11, 12-10 today. In the other semi-final of the women's singles, Asian Games double bronze medalist Anahat Singh will take on Noor Khafegi of Egypt this evening. The winner of this match will face Akanksha in the final tomorrow. In women's cricket, India will lock horns with Bangladesh in the final of the Under-19 Women's T20 Asia Cup at Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.